You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGNR. We've been talking a lot about vaccinations and requirements, and like many things, it's business that is leading the way. To help us understand that, we turn to Philip Weiss. He's the president of SciFarth at Work. Welcome back, Philip. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. So what are you hearing? And I should say that Philip's job is to help businesses deal with their legal entanglements and personnel issues, things like that. So what are you hearing from businesses out there when it comes to requiring vaccinations?
Well, you know, your term entanglement couldn't be more apt when it comes to COVID vaccines, because the question of whether or not you demand vaccinations, how you encourage them, is creating all kinds of complications and questions for executives and managers. And what we know, what is certain, and no one disputes, is that the Delta variant, Delta is driving the policy. It's driving decision-making, because a lot of companies feel that other measures, such as just everyone masking, may well not be enough anymore. So it puts a really bright spotlight on how can we get people vaccinated, and what's the best way to do that?
There just is news this afternoon that three U.S. senators say they are all outlier cases, or breakout cases, breakthrough cases. One a Democrat, one an independent, one a Republican. So, and all fully vaccinated. So it's out there. Have any businesses been sued yet over their vaccination policy?
Well, we're at the very beginning of the process. So what we're seeing more than businesses getting sued is municipalities and government. So, for example, a number of restaurants and small businesses in New York City have sued the city because of their new law mandating that companies that welcome customers indoors demand that everyone be vaccinated. So that's where we are right now. But I think that what you're describing is the next wave to come. So it's just like everything else you hear. What we are getting, though, Steve, to your point, is in company settings where a vaccine requirement has been announced, which has happened at thousands of businesses in the last week, as you've been seeing in the news, including a lot of big-name companies. What companies are hearing are a lot of what we might call vaxcuses, or excuses not to get the vaccine. Not the kind of thing where it's a disability or a religious request, which is sort of based in the law, but all kinds of other stuff. People just aren't comfortable. They heard it's not safe, but don't know where they heard it from. No one they know is getting the vaccine. So a lot of excuses and objections is what we're getting on the business side.
So if you're running the business, what do you do with that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we're finding, or what our clients are finding and telling us, is you got to understand, those that object, they're pretty immune to the data, and they're very skeptical of what they watch on a national news station, unless it's their favorite, or coming out of D.C. The more local and the more personal the information and the solutions, the better. What does that mean? It means having a local list of all the pharmacies that have the vaccine available, because there's a lot of employees that want to be vaccinated but feel the peer pressure not to, and knowing where they can go that may be 10 or 15 miles away but near enough, that's a great incentive for them. Having local people within the company itself, we call them like vax ambassadors, who can speak to the vaccine's benefits, people who were reluctant before, who now are champions of vaccination, and who are respected by colleagues. So the more local it is with information and with resources, the better.
Philip Weiss is the president of SciFarth at Work. He deals with businesses, helps them out with their legal issues, things like that. Is it legal to ask a job applicant if they're vaccinated? Is that something that you're seeing?
Yeah, you know, the one of the kind of initial clarification points, the initial elements that we knew would be okay, would be asking people about vaccination status. Obviously, and you and I have discussed a little bit about this, we can't go much farther than that. And obviously, within the context of the interview, there's different points at which you can ask different questions, pre or post offer, et cetera. But as a blanket statement, asking people if they're vaccinated, absent some state law, which will probably be challenged in my view, you can ask, as long as you don't go farther than the question itself.
Philip Weiss from SciFarth at Work, then can you ask in an interview about other health-related issues? Can you say, do you have, heart problems? Do you have diabetes? I mean, those things are off-limits, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, this is sort of a bright line that you're describing, and really clearly. And the reality is, when it comes to the vaccination, it's almost equivalent to a safety certification or a requirement on a resume or a job description that says you need to have passed the following qualification levels to work with the industrial laser or we will not let you near it. The COVID vaccines fall into that category in that they are an important safety caution and an important safety threshold. So telling people that it's a requirement for the job at the outset is something that is very common, and there's very little issues with that we've seen thus far, again, absent sort of a state trying to step in. The reality and the issues come in when employees or candidates raise the objections. Because if you have an interviewer or a manager who is sloppy in how they respond, who is inconsistent in the reasons they give, that can be problematic based on who gets hired and who doesn't.
Philip Weiss from Seyfarth at Work, the president of Seyfarth at Work. Always great to talk to you, Philip. Thanks very much.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in with Mary with a look at the weather and the traffic.